Namo
Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastya Tyajashatarini Vanchak. I have the repeated great fortune to be with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and it is like a child receiving a meal. It becomes it is a necessity that he receives the meal again and again from his mother and gets the nourishment. So I'm feeling in the same way. I'm always eager again and again to come with Maharaj to for the yatra and to hear his wonderful lectures and receive so much nourishment by this. I'm particularly grateful for the wonderful association of our God brothers, because Maharaj is so loving to all of us God brothers and God sisters that naturally we become attracted. And so I'm getting the good fortune to even meet God brothers and God sisters who I haven't even known before, and it is very relishable, because naturally, we hear more and more about Srila Prabhupada and the God brothers and God sisters' services that they have done for Srila Prabhupada, and it gives us more and more appreciation of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful preaching mission. And it is all by Radhanath Maharaj's mercy that he brings us together, even though we are already one family, but he keeps us together and helps us to appreciate each other. Kali Yuga unfortunately has that nature that it makes us drift apart, but Maharaj has this wonderful, almost like a magnetic attraction that helps us to stay together, cling together. And not only is he able to give us the appreciation for each other, and but he also brings us together with other great Vaishnavas of other sampradayas. And indeed, we are also related to them. And I was very happy in Sri Rangam to see the leaders of Sri Ranganath Mandir to come together and to give their appreciations of our Vaishnava process also. And Radhanath Maharaj's ability to teach us in Krishna consciousness. And I remember how they were appreciating how they compared their own worship for Sri Ranganath like to a gold biscuit, and our process of Harinam to a gold necklace or gold jewelry. Like the gold biscuit is kept in a safe place, and Sri Ranganath's worship is performed in the seclusion of this beautiful mandir, and around the world many people will not know the greatness of Vaishnavism and the worship of the deities, and but that they compared the Harinam Sankirtan, which is taken out into the streets, like you can wear the jewelries safely out into the public and show the beauty of it, And so they appreciated how the holy name is taken out into the streets. And for ourselves, we can attest to that we were benefiting that by this ourselves, how Srila Prabhupada came to the West and gave us the holy name and introduced us to the worship of the Lord in His personal form, in His Murti form, which is in Christianity not heard of, and how we benefited by this introduction to the worship of the Sri Murti. And now on this yatra we saw so many wonderful deities, and to pray to them. Praying is so easy when you're standing in front of the Lord in front of His Murti form, and when you hear the wonderful katha of great Vaishnavas of the past who have had such intimate exchanges with the deities, it makes it so alive. And more so, when you hear it from the mouth of Radhanath Maharaj, it feels as if you're actually there when he was talking about Kuresh and his dedication to the deities with so much detail. It made it alive, you know, as if you were there. And so I'm always grateful to Maharaj for this wonderful katha he's giving us, and the devotional instruction woven into that, and his personal realizations. And it feels very much, and his love for the devotees, for the deities, for the holy name. And reminds me so much on Srila Prabhupada and being personal with the devotees, always having time, even though he has so many followers, so many disciples like that, always taking the time out to speak personally with the devotees. And just like Prabhupada had always had time for us, there was not, even though he was busy wanting to translate the books, but when a devotee would actually come and want to ask him a question, he would always have all the time in the world to spend with his disciples. Actually, there was an incident in Los Angeles where one devotee Prabhupada had expressed, I want to translate the books, but I want to have some time for that. So one disciple did not come for in those days the morning program was not fully established, but Prabhupada would call the devotees to his room, so she didn't come. And then Prabhupada asked her afterwards, why did you not come? And then she was saying, but Prabhupada, I don't want to take your time away from translating. I don't want to take your time away from doing your work, your service like that. And then Srila Prabhupada said, don't you know, you are my service. My disciples are my service. So even though he was translating the books, this personal aspect was always there, and he was always ready to instruct his disciples. So Radhanath Maharaj, in the same way, he is like a father, always tending to his children whenever there is some personal instruction needed. And then, of course, he gets us all together and gives us the katha, and it is very personal also. So in this yatra, again, we had the great fortune to be here and to hear this wonderful katha, chant and dance with him, and get the association of the other Vaishnavas. I'm eternally indebted to Maharaj for allowing me to be in the association of in his own association and in the association of his disciples. Hare Krishna.